Despite attacks in Pakistan, Christians are being strategic. Help is on the way to victims of Cyclone Pam. And a ministry is offering some solutions to education problems in the Dominican Republic. Details coming up on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians in Pakistan are living in fear today following two bombings targeting two churches over the weekend in the Lahore suburb of Johannesburg. Security stopped the attackers at the gates, but that's when they blew themselves up. Bruce Allen with Forgotten Missionaries International says their Pakistan director was at the scene.
News reports that I am reading out of Pakistan as of now are saying 15 are dead, and yet he counted 60.
With more than a dozen groups in Pakistan pledging allegiance to Islamic State, attacks are getting worse. Allen says this is a great opportunity for evangelism.
Many Muslims are really questioning the validity of the religion, and they're questioning it openly. I was sharing with them that as much as they are seeking the truth about God, the Heavenly Father is seeking people who will worship Him in spirit and in truth, from John 4.
What's holding them back? Trained pastors. You can support one for $100 a month. Next, enough is enough. The church bombings were followed by angry protests from Christians. The riots resulted in the death of two people. VOM, who's aided bomb victims in the past, has vandalized churches are common in Pakistan. Christians there are sick of it. Open Doors World Watch List ranks the country 8th most persecuted country in the world. Ask God to help Pakistan's Christians persevere and that hostile hearts would be softened. This is Mission Network News. Cyclone Pam left thousands homeless in the Vanuatu Islands, a country just west of Australia. Meteorologists say winds reached 168 miles an hour and are calling it one of the worst cyclones the Pacific's ever seen. People are left without basic essentials like food and shelter. International Aid Disaster Response is doing something about it. With your help, they can glorify God by providing medical assistance to people who've been left with nothing. Find details at our website. Meanwhile, do you know what it looks like to be obedient to God's calling? Well, for Daniel and Avita, a married couple with India Partners, it looks like this.
We decided that God had a plan for us together, and ultimately we wanted to have the disabled students have both the computer training and the spiritual guidance. So that's why we started Agape.
Agape Rehabilitation Center is a ministry that assists people with disabilities in gaining economic independence. Daniel says the top priority and most important challenge is to share the gospel with these people.
And it takes time, perseverance, and the grace of our Lord. So I'd like the listeners to pray as we minister that the words that we tell would bring the conviction of the Spirit to the person with disability.
Could you join us in prayer? Agape has the opportunity to grow their ministry. Learn more at our website. And the World Bank is throwing $75 million at the Dominican Republic for a poverty reduction program. One target area is the education system. Kids Alive International's Jeff Vandermolen says throwing more money at a broken system isn't going to help.
It's much more than classrooms. What the government needs to invest in is the teachers. They see more classrooms as a solution, but not spending enough to really prepare the next generation of teachers.
Kids Alive is converting some of their after-school programs to schools.
We realize that the quality of our education is very tied to the quality of our teachers. And so we invest heavily in our teachers in our teacher training program. We have a 3-year program, and we want to give them the resources to best meet the needs of the kids within their classroom.
Because it's a spiritual battle, he's asking you to pray with them.
We know that just knowledge is not enough, an educational level, but a connection and a relationship with Christ is so important.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. ISIS is all over the news. Persecution is an everyday reality for Christians choosing faith over survival. With your gift to Mission Network News, I'll send you a copy of Tom Doyle's new book called Killing Christians, Living the Faith Where It's Not Safe to Believe. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Killing Christians link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.